The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. It was a report by Prensa Latina Radio in the voice of Hilda Gil. The historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, always present in the minds of his compatriots, today seems to be even more so given the difficulties and challenges facing the country on commemorating the 6th anniversary of his death. The memory of the commander-in-chief is appreciated in the thousands of messages on social networks, where from the main leaders of the country to workers and students, older adults and young people express with heartfelt words the weight of his physical absence and the presence of his work and ideals. On an official visit to China, President Miguel Díaz-Canel expressed on his Twitter account that no matter how far we are from Cuba, we always feel the commander-in-chief very much alive. His revolutionary legacy is already a World Heritage Site. His ideas are not only alive, every day they acquire greater value and topicality. It will be so. Meanwhile, the president of the National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, assured that his legacy and example remain valid among the Cuban people, determined to be consistent with the concept of revolution as a guide for the present and future of the homeland. The many tributes to remember who is considered one of the most relevant political figures on the planet in the 20th century and in the first decades of the present will culminate tonight in Havana with an artistic evening convened by youth organizations on the historic steps of the University of Havana. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, ended today a brief and very intense visit to China, which included official talks and in which agreements were signed to promote bilateral cooperation. The president now traveled to Istanbul, Turkey, where he will make a technical stopover and, in addition, will hold a meeting with several Turkish businessmen before continuing on his way to the island. Díaz-Canel arrived in this capital last night and in less than 24 hours developed a tight work schedule as the culmination of the journey that previously took him to Algeria, Russia, and Turkey. The president said that he verified the good progress of relations between Cuba and China in each meeting with the highest authorities of the country. In the official conversations with their host counterpart, Xi Jinping, they highlighted the historical nature of the excellent ties between both peoples, parties, and governments based on the coincidence of ideals, purposes, and broad political agreement in international forums. Cuban authorities today showed their satisfaction with the progress of the tasks in the Mariel Special Development Zone, an important enclave for trade and the future of this country. This opinion was published by Cuba Debate, where it is pointed out that during the more than 2 years of COVID-19, the zone maintained the vitality of its activities. The details were opportunely offered by managers of that strategic area. In a period in which the Cuban economy was practically paralyzed, 50 new users began their production and service operations, and another 8 decided to expand their investments in the area, they stressed. At the same time, the infrastructures continued to be developed and ongoing investment processes were concluded. The planning and development process began in Sector A, as it is closest to the maritime, rail, highway, and airport transport infrastructures, which guarantee multimodal connectivity. The new portfolio of foreign investment opportunities contains 53 projects located in the Mariel Special Development Zone. The resumption of the dialogue between the government and a sector of the extreme right of Venezuela raised hopes that the country can move towards reconciliation and definitive peace. The announced talks to take place in Mexico, where a second partial agreement will be signed between the ruling party and the so-called Unitary Platform, will have the people as its main beneficiary, as it is a pact of a social nature. As a statement from the head of the executive delegation, Jorge Rodriguez, pointed out the day before, the rubric creates a practical mechanism aimed at addressing vital needs and addressing public service problems. All this, he added, based on the recovery of legitimate resources, property of the Venezuelan state, and that today are blocked in the international financial system. Maduro stated that his government will go to Mexico to seek peace through the paths of dialogue, understanding, harmony, and the Constitution, and with great firmness, clarity, and good vibes towards necessary conversation. Meanwhile, Caribbean nations have backed a call to establish a fund to respond to losses and damages caused by climate change, CARICOM today published. Marwin Joseph, president of the Alliance of Small Island Developing States, AOSIS, supported such a decision agreed by the UN Climate Change Conference, COP27. Joseph said this new provision is the result of in-depth work to bring home the Caribbean commitments in favor of the climate. He also expressed his satisfaction for keeping the 2015 Paris Agreement alive to limit the average global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. He praised that AOSIS have been representing Caribbean nations' interests for over 20-year climate negotiations and in the pursuit of sustainable development. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.